The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson with Living Free Ministries. I'm downtown Corinth here at the Super Talk Radio Station with a room full of my good friends here. Straight ahead is Dr. Phil, who tries to keep us in straight. Clevie White is sitting across the room, making sure that Nick don't run out. And Ronnie Martin to my left, who is director of the Freedom Center, and to my right, we got the San Diego Padres representation, Bobby Capps, and then Nick Lewis. And we're going to get with Nick today. Nick is graduating our program from the Freedom Center, and Nick is number what, Ronnie?
70.
Number 70. We've had 142 guys come in. Yeah. We've got a room full right now. How many is out there, Ronnie?
We've got 15.
15. It's kind of like herding cats. But there's a room full there. But Nick is graduating today, and we got another guy leaving to go to another program today.
Today, that's two leaving today. Yesterday, yep. We got 13.
And you was just telling me that you're getting another guy in a program, maybe in Nashville. So yeah. It's a busy time, Ronnie.
It's always busy, Tommy.
Does your phone ring any?
It started at about 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah?
All day, every day. Yeah, it's always, people are always in need.
I need somebody to
just in case
that.
Y'all know, Dr. Phil keeps us in line well enough to tell me I was looking fat this morning. That I needed to lose some weight.
He didn't say fat. He just said, man, it looks like Bobby, you've gained some weight to me.
Like,
he wasn't like
freshman 40 or something, he said. I don't know what he said.
Freshman 40. All right. Ronnie, give us a little update about what's went on at the Freedom Center this week. Where y'all been at, man? Y'all have been busy.
We have.
You got guys coming. You got guys waiting. You got guys leaving. How do you keep up with everything?
It's hard to do. And a lot of days I'm lost a little bit. But, you know Monday we had a new guy.
Ask Lee Hall that.
Yeah, we're always wide open, man. You know, it's always had a guy a newer guy in the truck with me yesterday. He said, I don't see how you do it. He said, it's always so chaotic. And that's a good word. David had mentioned that. But, you know, we're always on the move. Last night we had a great night over at the Methodist Church on Shiloh. Kim Ratliff was nice enough to feed us and have a Devo with us. The guys really enjoyed it. But
big shout out to Kim.
Yeah,
in that
church.
They feed at Living Free every once in a while. Greg Cooley, Zane Elliott, their group of bandits and stuff. So we're thankful for First Methodist. Bobby, they give us a check out of their Lent service deal. So we're very thankful for First Methodist Church there. And man, they got an unbelievable building over there.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen their facility since they've revitalized that building, boy. Go some Sunday morning. It's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. It is really nice. We was at Holly Baptist this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This Sunday, we will be at Shiloh Methodist Church in the park, the Civil War park there. Shiloh Park.
That little one?
It's the
one that was the headquarters? Of,
oh, yeah, there's but an actual, there's a church right there.
Church. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
We're going to be there. And
there's a little graveyard right there.
We're looking forward to that. But give us some numbers, Ronnie.
So I was
the first one.
So I was the first guy, but Nick is going to be number 70. And again, we had 142 guys come in. Actually, 143. Monday, Corey was number 143. Yeah. So 42 graduate. You know, it's just get phone calls daily. You know, I've been on the phone since about 6 this morning with a guy needing some help, trying to get him into Nashville. There's a couple more guys that have been messaging needing help. You know, we're slap full. We don't have anywhere to put these guys.
We're helping get them. The two beds that's coming open today is already too.
They're already taken. That's what I've been telling everybody. It's crazy. You know, people are in need of help.
But I would like to tell you where we're going. If the community continues to help us, continues to support us, we're located at 42 County Road 278 right now. It's the old Dennis building right there on the dirt track road out there. Right off of Highway 72 at Central School Crossing on 72 at the red light. If you'll take a left and go about a mile there on the left, the fire tower is still standing there, but there's a 112-acre plot right there we have purchased. And the community and churches has been really faithful and really good to us lately. Big shout out to Martin Hill Baptist Church there in Boonville. They gave us a really nice donation to knock that debt down. So we're within $45,000 of paying this land off. We borrowed $215,000 January the 15th. So 5 months ago, we borrowed $215,000. Today, about $45,000 would pay it off. So once we get it paid off, we're going to have a cleanup project. My friend Tyler Pittman and them is going to help us get that going. And we're going to be excited. We're excited. We'd love to show you our plan. It's 112 acres. Where Ronnie can house 15 guys now, and that's three too many.
Yeah.
But we're going to build a project there that will house 35 men to start with, and then administration building. So 35 men will be able to start getting help there. And then someday, after I'm dead and gone and stuff, they'll have 70 there someday, Bobby. It'll continue to grow.
And that'll let our existing facility turn into a halfway house
for
guys to stay at that need to stay a little while longer and get their wheels under them and get jobs and get their money going, and so that they can move out in a way healthier, place than just kind of having to leave and figuring out on their own. And so we're looking forward to that part too. And we're kind of doing a little bit of both and right now.
Yeah, and that's exciting and that we'll have that good transition home.
That would be very awesome. And they'll be able to help over at the center and all the stuff. So
yeah, and we're looking at a couple more projects that they may could work at. And do.
But to have a legit phase two where we're there with us is going to be something that's really a big deal.
Huge.
And we could move our non-residential program to their phase three instead of it kind of being, you know, we just feel like that, and you guys know this if you've ever gone through this or if you have family members who've gone through it, man, those first few months out on your own are rough. And and I'm saying this with my graduate looking at me here, and but he knows it. I mean, when we don't play no games, I mean, we tell them, you know, that your life's on the line here. And
well, it's life or death,
and these
for
first
sure.
few months are rough, you know. And you got to learn how to do your whole life that you used to do, you know, all loaded all the time. You got to learn how to
totally
do it with
different.
The Lord.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a whole big change. And it's not like the Lord's not there leading and guiding, because he is. And it's not like he's more powerful than your addiction, because he is. But you do have to learn how to walk in that, and a lot of guys don't know how to walk in that.
Well, I'm sitting in the middle of number one, Ronnie Martin, that graduated, and number 70 to my right, Nick Lewis. Sitting in front of me is Clevey White. What number was you, Clevey?
56.
Clevey was number 56. So, in between all these guys.
Should we do tattoos?
We can name... we can name a few guys that has went and done what they're supposed to, and put the brand on them.
Like FC1. FC70.
Yeah. So, but you think about the other there's three alumni in the room with us. You think about the other 67. Eight of them's dead. They didn't survive. So that drops the number to 59. Where's the other 59 guys at? Some of them's doing well. We see some of them every day. We see some of them at our meetings. Big shout out to all them guys that show up and continue to do what they're doing. Bobby just married one not like a couple weeks ago that's doing good. So it's exciting to, when you hear that these guys are doing good. But, man, it's heartbreaking when you find out, like, the guy that's calling you this morning, 6
That's
o'clock,
the tough part. It wears you out.
And he's upside down.
Out.
And he's been upside down since he left, yeah. Really, except for when he was in a program. So, I mean, it's life and death. It's real life to us. And, Nick, we're proud you're number 70. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to get to Nick Lewis. Nick is from Fulton, lives in Boonville, married a Boonville girl.
Yes, sir.
How long you been in Boone?
Oh, about 3 years.
About 3 years?
He's real chatty, so he'll take, yeah. You know, he's really like the quietest guy we've ever had, I think.
So, but look, I want to give you some phone numbers and some other information, and when we come back, I'll give you our sponsors, because we get to do everything we do because of people that supports us. You know, we're paying that land off because people believes in us. We opened up the Freedom Center debt free because the community believed in us. And man, we're just excited about what God's doing. It's overwhelming a lot of days. Bobby, I'll be honest with you, I feel like I'm wore out and beat up right now. But I'm going to take a day or two. But look, I want to I just want to give a big shout out to our community, but I want to give you some phone numbers and some ways you listen to us. If you text, comment on anything about the Freedom Center or near alumni brother Nick Lewis, 662-603-9829. That is 662-603-9829. You can listen to us anywhere in the world at supertalk.fm Corinth. When I'm out of town, I usually try to listen, just make sure they're doing right. I don't know, but we're excited about today's show. We got Nick Lewis. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who sponsors this show, but we're going to take a break and come right back.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit dinnerbellcorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, dinnerbellcorinth.com.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Baines & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment of today's show. Again, I'm Tommy Wilson with Living Free Ministries. We get to do this show with Ronnie Martin, the director to the Freedom Center, our first alumni brother to come through. Bobby Capps, who is director of Crosswind Ministries, also our biblical counselor, our personal counselor, our pet counselor, and everything else. But, man, we get to do this show.
And just to let you know, Tommy, that when you're out, we block you so you can't text us and give us trouble. So there you go.
Thanks, Bobby. Just stress me out a little more. All right. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors and supporters right off the bat. We did get a couple of texts, Nick. Your wife has texted talking about how proud she is of you and couldn't wait for you to get home. She did send a second text that said, if he wants to stay three more weeks, let him stay. But Nick Bain, I was in the courtroom with Nick Monday, so Nick's a dear friend. He helps us with a lot of things, and Nick Bain's a supporter of our ministry. Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right there on Highway 72. If you drive down 72, a mile from the Chevrolet place at Cracker Barrel, listen, we've got a big trailer, got the big red and yellow signs everywhere. We're having a mattress clearance sale. We need to shut down for a couple weeks late in July to get some remodeling stuff done. But right now, I've got a problem. I got 300 and something mattresses. I've got more on the way. I got furniture coming. So I got to sell all that stuff before we can do anything.
And if you're coming from the east, it's 3 miles west.
That's right. Just once you enter High Price, somewhere around the Walmart red light down there, just travel about 3 miles right there west, and I'm on the left, okay? So, but Wilco Real Estate Group, my wife and Olivia and that crew will outwork anybody. They had open house yesterday. I'd like to name all their agents. I don't know if I could, but they've got a great group, and they will outwork anybody. Maria Wilson, Olivia Wilson, Nixon, and that crew. Crosswind Ministries, been helping people for over 20 years. Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo, Bart and Dawn Dorn. We continue to pray for Bart and Dawn as they lost their daughter in a car wreck a couple weeks ago. But for all your pharmacy needs, use Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo County. The Dinner Bell, Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson there, get you a lunch plate. Fish, Steak at Night, man, they do it all. Got a great salad bar, great service. Everything about the Dinner Bell is great. Magnolia Funeral Home. I've been in a lot of funerals lately, including my brothers and stuff, but man, Jim and Sheila Calvary just do a great job there. They're first-class folks doing first-class things for all your funeral needs there, Magnolia Funeral Home. And then our man, alumni, Jeff Green at Jeff's Barbershop there on Highway 72. He got Nick all straightened up right here, did he?
No.
It's Bobby Jackson. Bobby Jackson done that in his class yesterday. But Jeff Green right there on Highway 72, right across from the mattress store, man. Jeff cuts all of our guys' head. I don't know how many of them a month he cuts. But
he cut about 10 of them yesterday. It seems like a whole band full.
So, So we're thankful for Jeff Green right there on Highway 72. Today, we're celebrating graduation. Nick Lewis, again, welcome to the show, Nick. And, man, Nick, tell us, what got you to the Freedom Center?
I was new. I was at a point to where I knew I needed Jesus, and I knew I needed help.
And how did you find out about Freedom?
I was getting my hair cut, and Bobby Jackson told me about this place.
Yeah. Bobby comes and does class on Wednesday. He feeds the guy sometime, but, man, he feeds them every week with the word. Yeah, I mean, these guys love Bobby Jackson there. Bo Lee, is that what they call him?
Yeah, Bo Lee.
Yeah. So, so you got here, but let's talk about a little bit before that, Nick. So your life, you've been hard on life, and life's been hard on you in some ways, and you've been in prison. How many times?
Three times.
Yes, you're 30 years old. So you still, you know, you got a long ways to go as far as life, I hope. But so you've struggled with life for a while.
Yes, sir, I have.
So have you been to another program?
Oh, yeah, I've been to Broken Lives.
And you finished that program?
Yes, I did.
And when did you finish that program?
Oh, in 2023.
So got out of there, and what was your drug of choice?
Methamphetamine.
So meth.
How long did you stay sober after leaving Broken Lives? Just curious.
It wasn't long, maybe a couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
But you married?
Yeah.
Got kids?
Yes, sir.
You got a little boy?
Yep, and two stepdaughters.
Yeah, a little boy lets you know he's in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, Nick, what's different now?
Well, I know I ain't looking for that void to fill no more, because I know, you know, Jesus has filled that void. So I'm free now from a lot of things, like things I grew up going through as a child, you know. I know that Jesus don't look at me like I'm unworthy, you know. So that's been a big deal for me.
That's huge.
Salvation come to you there at the center?
Yes, sir, in my bedroom.
In your bedroom. Bobby, more people, I think people getting saved around the table or in one of the church services we go to, but almost always, I don't know how many guys has gotten saved, but the majority of them has gotten saved in their bedroom, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
So God has saved them.
Well, they've heard, it's the thing, you know how it is. We hear the word, the Lord opens our heart, you know, and then we're laying there and it's quiet and it's just us and the Lord, and he's teaching us what we've heard, and we're getting an opportunity to deal with it, you know, and we lay hold of it, you know, there, you know, we lay hold of what God has taught us, and he's opened our hearts to see that we need him and to see that Jesus is our provision. And so it's like it always, and you know, you've heard it, right? I don't know what the preacher was preaching, but man, I had to go down front. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, well, what does that mean? Well, God had already done a work, you know, and I just showed up already convicted and already had the breakthrough, and I just wanted an opportunity to go and say yes to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that happens, you know, it's like God speaks to you, and do you know specifically what you had heard that made it happen? Or
I don't think it was anything I heard. I think it was just I was at that point where I just was ready to surrender it all.
There you go.
So, and then, Nick, they baptized you in the river.
Yes, sir.
Was it cold?
It was all right. It wasn't too bad. Ronnie thought it was cold.
That's what he said. That's not what Ronnie said. That's not what I would have thought.
He's tougher than I am.
Yeah, I don't. It probably wasn't as cold as them six bags of ice they put in that tub for Braxton.
Yeah.
The reason my man Nick wanted to be baptized in the river the last time we had baptism there on graduation, our alumni buddies put six bags of ice in the water. And my young man Braxton was freezing to death. So Nick chose the river.
Smart
and
man.
We had a big day that day, Nick. Your family was able to be there, and we had pizza and things. So it was a special day there at Goat Island. Big shout out to Goat Island for letting us do that. That's kind of our baptism place. We baptized a lot of guys there down there by the pavilion, and Nick, you happen to be one of them. So Nick, what's different now as you get ready to leave? You're going to wake up at home tomorrow. What's going to be next?
Honestly, I don't really know. You know, the Lord, I let him plan it out, because I know if I plan it on my own, then I'm going to be relying on my own strength, and I don't want to do that.
We asked you during break where you'd go to church at in Boonville, and you told us New Covenant there with our friend Pastor David Critch.
Yes, sir.
You've been there before?
Yes, sir.
So you know them. Well, all right. So, are you got a job in mind or?
Yeah, I got the same job I had when I left.
What was that?
SCP.
What's that doing?
Polymer. They make, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, polymer right there on 45.
Oh, okay.
You just when you get in the boom on the left.
Yeah. Well, that good. And so you're going to go back to work there. Got a wife and kids at home and stuff.
Hold on now, Nick. You told me you was going on a vacation.
Yeah, I am going. I'm leaving out for Biloxi tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I wish I
had you miss that? He wouldn't take me, Tommy. He'd give up.
I don't blame him. I've seen this boy eat. There's two guys you don't want in a car with you if you're going somewhere. That's Ronnie and Kyle. Because they're going to tie you up at the restaurant a long time. They're certainly going to make the ticket more. So Nick, man, I'm proud of you. What would you tell your buddies? You're 30-year-old. You've been in prison some. You've been kind of just floating around in the wilderness and getting in trouble and stuff. But what would you tell them guys that was in the same boot out there? What would you tell them guys that they need to do today?
I would tell them that no matter what you're going through, or no matter what you've been through, and no matter how the world's treated you, you know, Jesus is the only way.
And there's help out there.
And there's help out there.
You can get help. You can get help. Man, you went to a barbershop getting your hair cut, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're in a Freedom Center.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it worked, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
So, better be careful when you walk in a barbershop, I guess, if you're wanting something. Big shout out to Bobby Jackson for helping this guy.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Yes, and thank you for helping our guys. You know, they love to sit with you, and you really pour into them. Thankful. And one of the big things that they say that you teach them is, that you do a really good job of teaching them how the desires of the flesh work and how the flesh is always troubling the spirit. And you help them work through that in a real practical way. And they tell me about it all the time when we're in our meetings. So, thank you.
Bobby, man, you've spent a lot of time with Nick. When we come back after the break, I want you to kind of share whatever you can share through counseling, what you've seen change in this guy's life. Nick's been, far as I know, one of the easy guys to have.
Yes, he's been a pleasure.
Yeah, so it's an honor, and now you're a brother, and this is what we tell you on graduation day. As a brother, when you need help or something, man, that's who we are. You call. If you need to come back and hang out, you need to stay. I mean, that's what we are now. And plus, you know, we got living free meetings for you. And John's got that meeting in Boonville on Tuesday night. So we try to tell you there's three major things you got to do when you leave here. You got to be in your church home. You just told me we was going to church. Number two is continue to stay in support groups. You know about Living Free. You know about John Erickson there in Boonville. David Critch and him may have Celebrate Recovery there. I'm not for sure. And then number three is continue to work on that guy in the mirror. Because I've told you, there's three major enemies in your life, Nick. Me, myself, and I. And that's where you got to work. You want to show him something, Bobby? Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and let Bobby and Nick go at it. And we're thankful for Nick Lewis today.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Baines and Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines and Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines and Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills in what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Car and Mattress Furniture right here in Car, Mississippi on Highway 72. And listen, some folks talks about clearance sales, if we're having it. We've got a trailer load, we've got a warehouse full, we've got the biggest sale ever going on, King and Queen Hybrids, $499. Don't miss the chance to buy that deal. The only thing you got to do is come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
All right, we're back with our third segment. It's graduation day at the center. It's a busy day. We always kick graduation day off with a graduate coming doing a radio show. And then this afternoon, about 4:30, he gets to ring the bell. And then tonight at 6 o'clock at Living Free Ministries, we host graduation. Nick, you ain't going to go an hour and a half for tonight, are you?
No, sir.
I didn't think you would. First prayers, Bubba, Harold, and that group is feeding us tonight. So it's going to be a great night at Living Free. We start at 6 o'clock. It's graduation, so it's always a special time. Bobby, you spent a lot of time with Nick. You've seen some breakthroughs. You've seen, the onion start to peel back and stuff. And Nick confined in me some of that stuff. But what's it like to see a guy that is rough as old Nick come in and then all of a sudden God just moves on him?
Well, I mean, you know, one of my great joys was to look at him actually smile. You know, I mean, that didn't come to like the sixth week. You know, we never saw him smile. He was just suffering, you know. And but he already alluded to it. I mean, I'll let you unpack it. You said, I learned that I wasn't worthless, you know. And God set me free from that. And so, like, what was it that taught you that you were, you know? Just life or?
Yeah, what? Pretty much just life, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, you learn things happen to you and you're treated like you're worthless. And if you're young enough, and not even if you're young enough, sometimes you begin to believe how people are treating you is a reflection of how you are, right?
Start at kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah, you treat me like I'm a piece of garbage. Well, I think I am a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
And then now I'm trying to live life with that as my identity. You know, I'm not worth anything. You know what I mean? And so everything hurts. Everything feels bad. It doesn't feel fair. That's where anger comes from. So I'm angry. I just see the world as unfair and against me and all that kind of stuff. And it really all starts back from when I was treated other than God had designed me to be treated. And I drew conclusions from that, which is that's what our enemy's job is to have us draw conclusions from it that are wrong. And so what happens is I begin to believe what God says about me, and I begin to believe that, well, you know, I was actually worth enough for Christ to die for me. You know what I mean? And somebody said one time, you're worth whatever somebody's willing to pay for you. Well, God was willing to give the life of his own dear son for you. So, wow, I'm at least worth that much, and that seems like a lot. If the God of the universe would give his only son for me. And so what happens is you begin to believe that, and then what happens is kind of your own heart begins to wake up a little bit, and you begin to kind of come back to life. And you don't have to, the anger that's the unfairness of life also kind of has to be dealt with. You have to look at these, why did they treat me this way? Why do people abandon me? Why do people reject me? Why, you know, all this kind of stuff. And you just have to realize that, man, you know, we're sinners. You know, this world's messed up, and we don't treat each other right. And so then you have to walk through the process of forgiving all these people that have hurt you. And then as the Lord's kind of setting you free a little bit along the way, you begin to, like, see it differently. You know, you just see life differently. You see people differently, and all of a sudden in week 6 or 7, a smile pops up on your face. And then, you know, by, you know, now, you know, like, he's got this big old smile that you see every once in a while, you know. And I'm like, you know, he kind of comes out of his shell, and he's starting to talk to the guys. And, you know, I didn't know if he was ever going to say anything. At first, I was like, is this a mute? Is this our first mute? And so, but the Lord had, you know, the Lord just relieved his heart, is maybe a good way to say it, right?
Yes, sir.
Relieved it from some of the burdens. And of course, by the way, not to blame that, but that is what we medicate with drugs, right? I mean, we just medicate the burden. And the burden, and we don't know how to put our finger on the burden. Just nothing feels right, you know? And so we just want relief, and we don't even know what relief from sometimes, right? And so now it's like, well, the Lord has relieved me. He's taken the weight off my back. You know, I don't know if you remember the second most famous book in the world maybe it still is the second most famous book in the world, which is a book called Pilgrim's Progress, written by John Bunyan. And he was talking about that when he got to the cross, you remember what happened? This burden that he had carried his whole life fell off and rolled down the hill, you know? Well, that's what happens to these guys. This burden they've been carrying around falls off and rolls down the hill. So I don't have to take drugs to medicate it. And of course, the challenge is that my natural man will still knows that any trouble that I have wants to go back to drugs,
that's right?
So I have to remember that side. But my main burden has been lifted. There's a great song about burdens are lifted at Calvary. You know what I mean? And they really are. And that was what he was sharing in the few sentences that he said, was just, you know, I've been set free. Burdens have been lifted. I see myself as not worthless anymore. And so, am I getting that right, Nick?
Yes, sir.
And so,
yeah.
I don't want to speak for him, but I mean, you know, that's what he said in a couple sentences, you know.
What's the last 12 weeks been like for you, Nick? He just said the first 6 weeks you didn't smile. Then the second 6 weeks, you have smile. My wife just texted and said that was a great joy just to see you smile. But look, what's the important? You came into the Freedom Center. I mean, you had been to a program before. Obviously, it wasn't like the Freedom Center. And now, what was it like being there for 12 weeks? Tell me what it was like when you got there.
Well, like Bobby said, you know, I still had a lot of weight on my shoulders, you know, for the first couple weeks. I was still feeling like, you know, I was worthless, you know, like I didn't mean nothing to nobody. But having that burden lift off me was like having bricks lifted off my chest, you know. It's been a great joy these last couple weeks.
Was there some things that happened at the Freedom Center that started showing you, man, I am worthy? Somebody started showing attention to you, started showing you value, or what?
Yeah,
something happened there?
Ronnie Martin had a lot to do with that, you know. He was just... And a lot of other guys just pouring love into us, you know, and pouring Jesus into us, and that's been a big part.
They tell you was gonna have to walk home if you didn't tell them. But you know, you was in a room with So you've been in the room with the same guy the whole 12 weeks?
Oh, no. I was in the container for...
let's call it the walk-in closet. Yeah.
I was in the container.
Void that word out.
And by the way, container out. That's where we put them when we're... Yeah.
Well, I was in there for the first couple weeks, then these last couple weeks I've been in the room with Jason Gray, so...
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, he likes to keep you up all night talking.
Yeah. But what? So you've been in there with some brothers. It's obviously it's become a brotherhood, and you know what was the hardest thing that you faced during the 12 weeks?
Really, just missing my family.
Missing your family.
Able to be there for them.
Yeah. Well, if you can get to go home tonight, you're going to Biloxi tomorrow, and stuff. So that'd be a great weekend trip.
Yes, sir.
So. How many churches did you go to in the...
I can't even count them.
Been to a lot of them?
Yes, sir.
So, a lot of groups. What would you say about the schedule at the Freedom Center?
It's a pretty good schedule. You know, it keeps...
Is it a very busy schedule? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it is a busy schedule.
Yeah.
And you're on the go a lot.
Yeah.
So, but you get to eat good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and things. So, and you've had counseling with Bobby. You've had groups with a lot of different people and stuff. So, you know, it's time to go home and put it to
go love on that wife and babies.
Yeah, to work now, okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, Nick, man, I'm proud of you. Ronnie, you've seen it from day one. You've seen it. Like, yeah. Did you intake him?
I can't remember. Did I?
I think Kirby did.
Yeah, Kirby. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just super proud of Nick, man. I saw a lot, you know, from day one. I've seen myself in Nick, you know, from the troubled, I wouldn't say troubled childhood, but just the lie that I was worthless and stuff. You know, just the pain he had in his eyes, man. And I'm just, like Bobby was saying, you know, about week six, he started smiling and, you know, he can't get the smile off his face, man. But I'm super proud of him. I walked this thing out with him, man. I'm for him. But yeah, like Tommy just mentioned, it's time where the rubber meets the road. It's going to be tough. You're going to have trials. You're going to have storms, man. But, you know, just don't go back to the old way. It's you'll be tested.
Bobby, right quick. And obviously, almost all of our guys struggle with that word value.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's. Most of the time, 90% of them or more, that's what got us to the Freedom Center. That's what got us to that point. What does that look like when you see a guy like Nick comes in and he has no value to himself, he has no value to the world, loves his family, but he really don't know how to pump value into his family because he don't believe he has nothing.
He don't love himself, yeah.
So what? Give us an overview right quick.
Well, in big picture, right, it's not just our guys. I remember I was doing a Living Free small group on a Monday night one time. There was about 25 people. I asked them what was the worst feeling that they'd ever had. And one person, they were struggling with some words to put to it. And one person said, the feeling of being worthless, and immediately every hand in the room shot up. Like, that's me too. That's my worst feeling ever. And so we all share that together. I mean, right, we share that. I mean, let me just say this. God has created his people with internal dignity, right? We were created in the image of the Almighty God. And when we're not treated that way, and when sin... the effect of sin, not only in our life, but in the lives of people around us, dehumanize us and make us feel like we're less than God created us to be. There's suffering that comes with that. And we're constantly fighting for our respect, if you will. That's another word, if you want to use it. So if you want to say it on the one time, I feel worthless. If you want to say it another way, ask a man what is the thing he's willing to fight about? And yep. He'll say respect. Disrespect yep. me, we're going to blows, right?
Yep.
And I've asked that in prison. I've asked that everywhere. What that is directly related to worth. And so what happens is that because there's nothing that makes me
feel like it's not fair the way you're treating me, right? That's called disrespect, right? And the injustice is the emotional side of injustice is anger. So you want to get to me? Treat me like garbage and we'll be fighting, right? That anger will come out. What? But let me tell you what, it's not just anger, which we are. We're mad at the world, right, Nick?
Yeah.
And but here's the other piece. The other piece is there's pain because even though I'm angry and I can do anger therapy and beat a wall somewhere, right? But here's the problem. At the end of the day, I'm still hurting because I still believe the way I'm being treated, right? And so what happens is that God has to come in and completely restore me. Let me tell you what it was with the guy who was the prodigal son. Let me tell you the language of the scripture. When he returned to himself, the language of 2 Timothy 2:24, perhaps God will grant repentance and they will return to themselves. And what happens is that God brings me back to the person that he intended me to be and literally stands me up and breathes personhood, if you will, into my life. And I become the person that God intended me to be. And by the way, that feels pretty good. There ain't no pain associated with that, right? I can laugh and feel free. And it literally walking feels lighter. You know what I mean? I had a guy yesterday told me that he was walking through someplace and he could see colors in flowers that he could never see, and he could see, you know what I mean? It's like everything literally changes, you know, and you can see things that you could never see before. You could see beauty where you could never see it because this shadow that was over you is finally lifted. Friends, if you're hearing me and you wish that you could see some beauty and you wish the shadow could be lifted, I promise you what Christ has done for you on Calvary is the solution to your problem. And if you'll believe the love that came from Calvary and that you were worth him dying for you, broken, sinful, sinned against, all the above, that he loved you enough to die for you, if God can give you the grace to believe that, I promise you, you'll see different too.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and wrap it up with Nick Lewis.
In Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our last segment here. We got Nick Lewis here. Nick, man, you want to shout out to your family or anything?
Yeah, I want to thank my wife and kids for supporting me through all this. You know, I don't know where I'd be without them.
Yeah. And going headed to Biloxi tomorrow with them.
Yes, sir.
She may be calling Sunday wanting you to come back. Now, so, but no, you know, and I think too with that, Bobby, that sometimes the family needs rest, the family needs break and stuff. So everybody kind of gets help right here. Mm-hmm. So it's good. Nick's graduating tonight. It will take place at Living Free Ministries at 6 o'clock. Everyone's invited. Nick will be sharing a little bit. And when I say a little bit, it'll probably be a little bit, but he'll share tonight. And then first prayers, Bubba Harrell Nims cooking and feeding us. So it'll be a big night. Living Free, everyone's invited. Ronnie, tell them one more time how to get help if someone's struggling.
Yes, so go to our website, which is corinthfreedomcenter.com. Fill out hit the link, apply now, fill out an application. I'll get back to you shortly, or you can call me directly. My cell phone is 662-416-0234.
All right. Bobby, any last words here?
No, Jesus saves, and he's the only hope we have.
Amen.
Nick, man, if you got one of your old friends listening or something, what would you tell him?
There's help, you know.
Get help.
Get help.
Get help. Man, and to see God move in people's lives, especially a guy like Nick, that a lot of the community probably would have gave up on him. The prison system had took him 3 times.
Yes, sir.
And things, but to see God move on him has been a really special treat. We do ask that you pray for Nick as he goes home and to his family and stuff, his job and his family, but also he's got legal matters. So let's pray that continues to go forward and things work out. Nick's a shining light in his community, whether he's at work or at home or wherever, because all of it's going to be new to him. Mm-hmm. This whole deal is going to be new, trying to do things the right way and trying to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you start looking at things different and you start thinking of things different. Thank you for all the text messages, Olivia, my wife, your wife, other ones has texted, and just at the end of the day, they was proud of you, Nick. So we are too. Any last words, Ronnie?
I'm just proud of him. You know, I give a big shout out to Carissa, his wife. You know, she's been super supportive, and she gets it. You know, she's in recovery herself. You know, she's a believer of Jesus Christ, and she knows he's the only way, the truth, and the light. And I'm just super proud of him and thankful for her standing behind him. And I look forward to seeing the journey.
All right. We always close out with our reading of Jude. It reminds me of my old friend D. Dodd all the time. We do pray for our community. Ben and Landon and Jimmy Caldwell, that bunch, Allison passed away. So we do pray for that community. Continue to pray for Bart and Dawn. We're going to let our friend Nick read us out of here. Go ahead, Nick.
All right, this is Jude 1:24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Nick.